Good morning. Boy, that works, doesn't it? Wow, can you guys hear me all right out there? Hey, you talk. All right. Good morning. It's wonderful to have you all here this morning. We're going to worship the Lord with all of our hearts. Before we do, I don't want to make him nervous, but my son is going to help us worship this morning. Can we give him a warm welcome this morning? Tell him thank you. He's like, yeah, I'm nervous. It's okay. We're going to do this for the King of Kings. So, amen. Amen. If we could all raise to our feet, let's open up with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for how good you are to us, God. How faithful you are to us, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name this morning, God, as we worship you, as we glorify you, God, with our lives, our hearts, God. God, as we give you our hearts and our ears, God, let us be hearers and then go and be doers of your word, God. Just bless Pastor Doug as he brings forth the word today, Lord Jesus. And God, just let your spirit fall this morning. I pray in your name, Jesus. Everyone said, amen. All right. All right, here we go. Let's see if I can get my guitar up. We'll get going. Yeah, it would help if I had it plugged in. Let's try that.
That always helps.
And turn it on. Now there we are. All right. Can we put our hands together for the King of Kings?
Blessed be the name,
Clap offering to God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Amen. And if we would at this time, let's give everybody a warm welcome to Pathway of Hope.
Everybody makes fun of your introductions. It doesn't matter what you do. RJ, wonderful, buddy. Wonderful. Praise God. Excuse me. Too many monsters in the morning. Monsters. Hey, when are you gonna come sing with me? I've sang with you before at men's camp. I know you can sing.
In other places.
I'm just saying.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Karen Kelly.
Good morning, Karen.
And I'm the Women's Ministry Director. Woo! I'm going to go over. I'm not perfect, just like our youth leader is not perfect.
Or else I'd have hair.
Well, I'm going to go over what is in your bulletins right now. We have a communication card in there. So if you are a first-time visitor, we would appreciate it if you would fill this out. Or if, like, you moved or have some information change, we would really appreciate it, like an email address or, you know, your cell phone's changed or your home number's changed. So we would really appreciate that. So we can contact you and keep you updated on all these happenings, which reminds me of Pathway happenings. In your bulletins are a couple sheets because we got, like, lots of happenings happening here. And so one thing I want to share about yesterday was the Hula Ministry they had a workshop that they're doing with the mothers and children, and it was really awesome seeing them do it. Yesterday was their first day. We are going to be blessed, as you'll see in here. Soon is coming our fourth anniversary. September 11th actually is the day of our fourth anniversary. And so we are planning, the Women's Ministry is planning a neat celebration, and we're going to combine that with the fourth anniversary. Then also the mothers and the children will be performing for us. So it'll be a blessed time, and it will be cool. Plus, you know, lots of other entertainment. So we've got the youth, you know, on Wednesday nights, but the men's breakfast, it's always the second Saturday of every month. So please come. That's this coming Saturday. So guys, come. We're going to meet at the Bash's, you know, the outside patio area. That's where they meet, and you can get goodies and talk your guy talking, just, you know. But anyways, it's a really good time for you guys to fellowship and encourage one another. So anyways, and then we've got the Pathway Kids Club coming up, and it's starting next Sunday, August 9th. So we'd want you to encourage your children if they can come at 9 o'clock, and then they'll get their journal, and it'll be a really fun time. The kids have enjoyed it last year, so today they're having a celebration of last Sunday of the set sail, so that's a good little party they're having today. Also then, we've got lots of things coming up. The bake sale donation, you know, it's really like kind of donation because we don't put prices on it because, like, you know, you can give whatever you can give. And so we have goodies over there after the service. It's going to go towards the Women of Faith Conference. That is October 2nd and 3rd. So it's helping with the cost for that, with the tickets and the hotel costs. So we would really appreciate anybody that can help with that. We would so appreciate that. And then the women's ministry is going to have a spiritual gifts workshop. This is an awesome workshop. This test is awesome. It covers the gifts of the Spirit, of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So it covers all those gifts. It's an awesome test. We're going to have that on Saturday, August 29th. Also, we will have a free complimentary breakfast for you ladies. You know how we have the breakfast at the end of the month for us ladies, but usually it's potluck. We are going to treat you so you can come, and if you can stay later, we have the workshop later with a box lunch available. The sign-up sheet is at the women's ministry table. And then we've got lots of happenings, you guys, lots of happenings. And then the women's night out, you'll see on your bulletin, oops, I forgot the date. So you got the place, the new place and time and everything, and that's great, but the date is Monday, August 10th. So I'd appreciate it if you would make note of that. Prayer box. I just wanted to let you know, ladies, we have had a prayer box, a beautiful prayer box on the women's ministry table. I mean, guys can, you know, write it too if you want. But for just if you want a prayer request, you can be as specific or as general as you want, and it will be prayed over for the week. Very confidential. So, but if you want to share also any praise reports, we have a place. I love hearing praise of answered prayer, and God's blessed us. So we're putting that also on the bulletin. You can go by the women's ministry table and check those things out. And we have a concert here in Tucson that has not happened before. Several different churches and different artists from different churches are going to be going there. It is free, totally and completely free. Completely free on August 14th, Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Tucson Music Hall. Those tickets are available also at the Women's Ministry table, or you can get them from me. So it's a fun time. It'll be an awesome time of praise and worship to the Lord and all sorts of kind of different styles. So it'll be fun. Good for the kids too if you can bring them. And we have a man here who has celebrated his 86th birthday. Will Kelly over there. So 86 years. That is awesome. Yay! So cool, guys. Thank you so much for bearing with me. There's lots more information, you know, regarding the youth night and the donation box for the Catalina Food Bank. So just please look at it. And we've got lots happening here at Pathway of Hope.
Thank you, Karen.
Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Yeah. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
We could just stand to our feet. Continue to worship the Lord.
So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures, and fill my life again. Give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender, yeah. My Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave, my Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. And Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. And Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. Yes, He is mighty to save forever. author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Hallelujah. Yes.
We're now going to enter into our time of the service called the Ministry of Prayer. If our prayer teams would join me up front here. This is the time of the service we've been doing for the last few months where I want you to take these last few songs and prepare your hearts to hear what God has to say to you today. Yes. God has something special to reveal to you today, but you have to have ears to hear. So take this time, these last few songs, and you can come forward, pray with some prayer teams if you want, pray with the prayer teams, unload your baggage, receive prayer, receive blessing. You can pray there in your seat if you like, just talk to God one-on-one. We have a cross up here, we have kneeling pads in front of the cross if you want to come and just kneel before the King. You can sing along with the worship team, whatever you need to get ready to hear from God today. That's what I encourage you to do. Lord, we invite your presence into this room today. Speak to us, Father. Clear out the junk from our lives so we can hear from you. In Jesus' name.
Before you, I'm desperate for you. For you, my Jesus, I'm lost, 'cause I'm lost without you. Yes, I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you,
Jesus.
I'm desperate for you.
Desperate for you every day, Lord. I'm desperate for you this morning, God. Would you just be desperate for him this morning with all of your hearts? Would you lay everything down before the King of Kings and let the Spirit fully come in and shine upon you? Would you let his love fill you this morning? Let nothing hold you back from the peace he wants to give you, from the rest and the burdens of your life. Would you just let him? Would you come and find rest in him? Would you take your yoke? Take up his yoke. His burdens are light. And I'm desperate for you.
Without you.
Jesus, you are
here. Amazing love, I know it's true. Yeah. And it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Thank you, prayer teams. Thank you, worship team. You can be seated. So, how many of you guys were here last Sunday? Wow. Did God do amazing things last Sunday? Yes. For those of you who missed it, we had a special healing service last Sunday. We talked about, we're in a series on the names of God, and we talked about God as our healer. And we had prayer teams up front here at the end of the service. We had a special time of prayer for healing, and we saw God do some amazing things. I sent an email out earlier this week with some of the testimonies of people who were healed last Sunday, physically, emotionally, spiritually. God was moving. If you missed that email, we have at the resource table over there, I printed that out for you so you could pick that up on your way out the door and see examples of how God was moving last Sunday, about how God is moving today. The things that God was doing 2,000 years ago when Jesus was here on earth, he still wants to do today in our lives. We got to be ready. We got to be open. We got to be willing to accept what he wants to give us. So pick that up on your way out the door. Be encouraged by the ways that God is moving in our church and in our lives. God is good. Yes. We have a first-time guest with us today, and his name is Benjamin Hinton. Come on out, Randy. This is Randy. He's our youth leader and our worship leader, and Benjamin is 2.5 weeks old, and I just want to extend a special welcome. Don't forget to fill out a communication card, buddy. All right, so let's all be praying for Ben and for the Hinton family. Welcome, Benjamin. We've been in this series on the names of God, like I said, and we've had this verse we've been memorizing as a church during the 6 weeks or so that we've been on this topic. And I want to know, do you guys know Acts 2:21? You guys been working on it? It's up there behind me. You guys been working on this? Got it in your brain? Yeah. Let's all read it together, okay? It says, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." That is the most important name of God to know, is God is your Savior. And that's kind of related to what I want to talk to you about this morning, because I'm talking to you about God as our Redeemer. It's the name of God I want to talk to you about today. And it's important to know these names of God. I'm closing up the series this Sunday. We'll start a new series next week. But it's important to know these names of God in your life so that when you come across a problem, you can identify with God as that name. For instance, you're going through chaos in your life. Everything's falling apart. If you know God as your Prince of Peace, then you know that he can see you through that storm. If you're feeling hungry and like there's something missing in your life, if you know God as the bread of life, then you know that he will feed you and he will sustain you through the dry times in your life. So it's important to know these names of God. And so I'm talking to you today about God as our Redeemer. In Job 19:25, Job is going through chaos. Everything has been taken away from Job. He doesn't know why. All he knows is he used to be a wealthy man. He used to have kids. He used to have servants and ox and donkeys and camels and sheep and flocks and herds. He had everything a man could want. And all of a sudden, it was all taken away from him, just like that. And he doesn't know why. But he knows God as his Redeemer. And Job 19:25 says, I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end, he will stand upon the earth. Our Redeemer lives, and in the end, he's going to stand upon the earth. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter the garbage that's going on out in the world, all the wars, all the famines, all the plagues, all the sin, we know if you are saved, you know the final outcome. In the end, our Redeemer is going to stand upon the earth. This battle, this war that's going on right now between God and the devil for our souls, we know how it's going to end. Amen? Our Redeemer lives, and in the end, he's going to stand upon the earth. And to redeem, if you want to write this down on your note sheet that's in your worship guide, to redeem means to buy back or to recover ownership. That's what the word redeem means. And I want to talk to you about three aspects of God as our Redeemer from Scripture today. Okay? Ready for this? First one, if you want to write this down, is from the book of Ruth, about God being a kinsman redeemer. Ruth is the eighth book in the Bible, if you want to turn there with me. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. So it's right up there near the beginning. And Ruth is the story of a woman who lives in the land of Moab. And she's growing up in Moab, and she meets this man. And this man is the son of of parents who have moved from Israel because there was a famine in Israel. And so this man and woman picked up their two sons and moved to Moab. So Ruth meets one of these sons and kind of likes him, falls in love with him, ends up marrying him. And over the course of time, living there in Moab, her father-in-law dies, her husband dies, and her brother-in-law dies. So she's left with her mother-in-law. How would you like that, huh? She's left with her mother-in-law and, some girl who's married to her husband's brother. And that's all she has. And Naomi, the mother-in-law, hears that there is food in Israel, so she decides she's going to move back to Israel. And so Ruth goes with her, and the other sister-in-law stays behind. And so Ruth... Now all she knows, she's in this land where she doesn't know anybody. All she knows is her mother-in-law. That's all she has. And she's gleaning in the fields for food for her and her mother-in-law. And what that is the people that were hired by the people who owned the fields, they hired people to go through and harvest the grain and the wheat and the corn or whatever they were growing. And the poor people would glean behind them. They would walk behind the people that were harvesting everything, and they would pick up the little bits that fell on the ground. And so she was gleaning in the fields, and she's seen by the owner of this field. His name is Boaz. It turns out Boaz is related to Ruth. And as the story goes, you can read through it if you want. It doesn't take long to read the book of Ruth. You can do it in one sitting. But as the story goes along, Boaz finds out that he's related to Ruth and decides to be a kinsman redeemer. What that means is when somebody's husband dies, when a woman's husband dies, they could be redeemed, brought back into the family of her deceased husband by marrying one of his relatives. So Boaz is the kinsman redeemer for Ruth, marries her, brings her back into the family of her deceased husband. So that's the first way that God is a redeemer to us. It's the first example from Scripture. And I'll explain that more in a little bit here. Second way, if you want to write this down, is the temple sacrifices. In the Old Testament, there was a temple in Jerusalem, and there were priests that worked at the temple, and people would bring their sacrifices to the temple. The Israelites would bring their sacrifices to the temple, sheep, goats. If they were poor, they brought a dove or some other kind of bird to sacrifice on the altar. And what this did was it took the place, the animal that was being sacrificed took the place, it paid the penalty for that person's sin. It redeemed the person making the sacrifice from having to suffer the consequences of that sin. Because the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. That's the consequence for sin. Is death, eternal separation from God. And so God provided a way in the Old Testament for people not have to pay that penalty by bringing an animal to substitute in their place. The animal died to pay that penalty for them. It's kind of like redeeming a coupon at the store, right? You take your coupons to the grocery store and you redeem them. They have a specific dollar amount written on them, on these coupons, right? You redeem the coupons, that you substitute the paper of the coupon as payment for goods and services, right? You're redeeming the coupon. And it's the same way that it worked with the sacrifice. You substituted the sacrifice as the payment for the consequences of sin. So the people brought their sacrifices to the temple to redeem their sin. So that's the second aspect of God as our Redeemer. And thirdly, if you want to write this down, God redeemed Israel from captivity in Babylon. Captivity in Babylon, Keith, if you want to shorthand it. here's this story. There's the Israelites are not living the way they should. They are sinning. They are not living life the way they should. And God keeps sending people to conquer them, and then they repent, and then God frees them, and then they sin again, and there you have this cycle, right? The cycle of sin in their nation. And so what happens is God finally gets so sick. He finally gets fed up with Israel. And he sends them off to captivity in Babylon. He has the Babylonians come and just conquer them completely and tear down the whole city of Jerusalem and drag everybody off to Babylon in captivity for 70 years. And at the end of that 70 years, God redeemed them, brought them back to their land, brought them back to their territory, brought them back to their cities. And we see that all through the end of the book of Isaiah, which we're reading right now in our daily Bible reading, if you're reading along with us on our church website or in your spiritual growth notebooks. We're reading through the end of Isaiah right now, and we see God as Israel's redeemer. We see that in Isaiah chapter 41, 43, 44, 47, 48, 49, 54, 59, 60, 63, all through the end of Isaiah, you see God referred to as Israel's redeemer. He's redeemed them out of captivity back to their own land, their own territory. And Isaac, my son Isaac, who's 2 years old, he has this, this recurring dream, which kind of scares me a little bit. He wakes up in the middle of the night screaming. We'll just hear him in his room. Ah! And then he'll say, "No, Babby, no." He calls my 5-year-old daughter Abby, he calls her Babby. "No, Babby, no, my ball, or my hat, my toy, whatever it is." It's different every time. But I don't know what Abby's doing to him when I'm not looking. Apparently, she's taking all his stuff. And he has this recurring dream of just these toys being taken from him, taken into the captivity of Abigail's room. He wants them to be redeemed out of Abby's room back into his room where they belong. God's our redeemer. He has that same thought about us. He wants to redeem us out of our captivity and bring us back to where we belong. And Jesus redeemed us. Jesus has redeemed us in all three of those ways. Like Ruth, he brought us back into his family. He's our kinsman redeemer. He brought us back into God's family so that we can spend eternity with him in heaven. He's our redeemer. Like the temple sacrifices, his sacrifice of his life paid the penalty for our sins, redeemed us so that we appear as holy and blameless before God. We don't have to pay that consequence for our sin because Jesus paid it for us. He's our redeemer. And like the nation of Israel, we've been freed from our captivity. We've been set free from the sin that binds us. We've been set free from the world around us that grabs at us, tries to pull us down. We've been set free from the control of the devil. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We have a higher purpose, a higher reason for living because we've been redeemed. There's a video I'm going to show you in a minute. And I've told this story before about a boy in his boat, but I found the video and I want to show you this video. Paul, if we could get the lights. Paul Kelly. Yeah. He was taking notes. All right, that's a good excuse. But I want you to see this video. It illustrates really well what Jesus has done for us and how God feels about us as he's our creator.
Thank you.
just like that boy with the boat. God painstakingly created you in his image. He created you, he formed you in your mother's womb. And then you were lost. As soon as Adam and Eve sinned, you were lost. But God, who already owned you because he was your creator, he paid the penalty of his only son to buy you back. He owns you twice. He's your creator, and he redeemed you. He's your redeemer. So what are you going to do with it? If you are a Christian here this morning, what are you going to do with it? What do you have that you're holding back from God? The God who's given everything for you, what are you holding back from him? Don't hold anything back. Give him everything. Give him your life. Give him those little corners of your life that you want to keep for yourself. Don't hold those things back from him. He's given everything for you. Give everything back to him. If you're not a Christian here this morning, if you've never given your life to God, never accepted that gift of eternal life, today's a great chance to do that. Because you've seen that he wants to be your redeemer too. He's already paid that price. But you got to accept the grace. You got to accept the forgiveness. You got to say, Lord, enter my life. Save me. Let's all bow together. Well, everybody's heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Is there anybody here today that wants to make that commitment to give their life to Jesus for the first time? You want to become a Christian today? If you would just raise your hand and make eye contact with me so that I know to be praying for you. All right. For the rest of you, God doesn't want you to hold anything back. He's given so much for you. And if you are holding something back, you know exactly what that is. It's been coming to your mind for the last couple minutes while I've been talking. And God's tugging at you. He's tugging at you and he's saying, don't hold back. You won't regret giving it to him. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you for redeeming us from our sin. Thank you for bringing us back into your family. Lord, we praise you, Father. We ask right now that you bless each person here today. And Lord, we give everything to you, Father. We commit right now to not hold anything back from you as a church body and as individuals, Lord. We want everything to be yours. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to worship the Lord now with his tithes and our offerings before we close the service.
Amen.
Lord, bless these tithes and offerings. Bless this church.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that my King would die for me? Amazing love, well, I know it's true, and it is my joy to honor you in all I do.
Worshiping the Lord with communion next Sunday. So be here. Don't miss it. I want to dismiss you with a benediction from the book of Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. You're dismissed, church family.
Everyone needs compassion.